fact that they have to play all those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a disaster commercial radio. Absolutely.
I go on the road and do it, and it just, it blows. It's really, this has really ruined any commercial radio I'll ever enjoy again. It's awful. They're phony,
yeah,
their
can't
voices.
Listen to it.
I, anytime someone's not talking their real voice, I just want to knock their teeth out. So you're on the road. Why don't you just die already? Why don't you die immediately, you fucking phony?
You know what? We should try to do a radio show one day where we all do the fake voices.
Do the fake voice.
For the entire morning.
I'd like it.
I want to do this one where I just kind of throw that. Where is that from?
Kind of.
Kind of talk like this and then bring everything down toward the end of it. Hey, we're going to be talking today with some very interesting people. Got a lot of guests lined up, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
What is that?
I'm going to have to come up with one. I think I'm just going to go with a very bassy one.
Bassy voice. Hey.
I have audio of Likas on one of those Penn & Teller specials where they're interviewing him. It's something about radio, and he talks in his real voice. And, boy, what a fucking stiff dullard he is. And he's just standing there. He's a big fatso with sunglasses.
Yeah.
You can't look cool when you're that much overweight, you fat fuck.
No.
But he's talking in that fraudulent radio
voice.
You
know what? Our old company hired him for the third...